Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo Friday, headed toward Turkey, as Russia intensified its airstrikes against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. The charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point and it was not clear if any would be allowed to enter. Strong earthquakes struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan today, killing at least three, including a newborn baby. At least one high-rise residential building collapsed. VOA's Bill Hyde on the area's vulnerability to quakes.
This is a constant source of concern in Taiwan. Earthquakes are quite common there. And the biggest earthquake that Taiwan has had in recent years was in 1999, and that earthquake was a 7.7 magnitude quake that killed more than 2,400 people. So it was very serious, and it's something that people are quite used to, but of course they don't want this to happen.
Taiwan is located in a highly active fault zone known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. The UN mission in Mali says United Nations and Malian forces have retaken a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants Friday morning. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. Northern Mali has been racked with violence in recent years, including insurgencies by Islamist militant groups and the ethnic Tuareg militias. United Nations established its peacekeeping force in Mali in 2013. This is VOA News. Pakistan is hosting a new round of four-party discussions to help advance the Afghan government's hopes for peace talks with the Taliban. VOA's Ayaz Gol has details.
The so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group, or QCG, is made up of senior Afghan, Pakistani, American, and Chinese diplomats. They are reconvening in Islamabad for their third meeting. The diplomats are trying to prepare a roadmap for a sustainable and productive peace process and studying what to do about Taliban factions that oppose the talks and refuse to end hostilities. The Afghan Foreign Ministry spokesman Ahmad Shakib Mustaghani says he expects a roadmap for peace negotiations with the Taliban will be finalized at Islamabad meeting. Critics like Ahmad Rashid remain skeptical about the chances for progress.
The public is totally unaware of what is going on. What is this four-nation grouping that is talking about the Taliban?
Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
South Korea's defense ministry says North Korea appears to be moving quickly on its preparations for a long-range rocket launch. Pyongyang notified international organizations of its plan to conduct the launch between February 8th and 25th, and this prompted neighboring countries to go on alert. South Korean military officials say they will work with the United States and Japanese militaries to track the rocket that North Korea plans to fire. White House said that President Obama spoke by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday over North Korea's nuclear test last month and this planned launch. Twitter is ramping up its fight against terrorism, saying it has suspended 125,000 accounts over the past several months for threatening or promoting terrorist acts. Most of the people behind the accounts were affiliated, they say, with or supported the Islamic State. Fire department in New York City has confirmed that one person died after a crane collapsed in southern Manhattan during the busy morning rush hour on Friday. Three other people were injured, two of them seriously. Bill de Blasio is New York's mayor.
They were in the process of securing the crane. They got to the work site this morning at 7, recognized the winds were in the 20-mile-an-hour plus range, and were proceeding to secure the crane, actually to bring it down to a safe and secure position when this incident occurred.
Friday's accident occurred in the Tribeca neighborhood, known for its industrial buildings that have been converted into expensive homes and lofts. And the first trading week of February saw more volatility in U.S. markets. In just the last five trading sessions, the S&P 500 has traded nearly in a 100-point range. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, and I welcome you to another hour of the best of jazz past and present, and some of the comments at the 2016 Jazz Connect Conference in New York City by the great Dede Bridgewater. The Jazz Connect Conference is the largest gathering each year of jazz musicians, professionals, enthusiasts, jazz fans, all coming together to talk about how jazz can be furthered as an art form and to celebrate jazz in general. It's a gathering of the jazz tribe, I call it. Well, Dede Bridgewater gave the keynote address to the entire conference, and you'll hear more of her comments, more of the Dede Bridgewater story, her thoughts, and her music coming up this hour here on Jazz America. I mentioned earlier in the program, if you were listening, that Dede Bridgewater, though she is a citizen of the world, having lived all over the USA and in Paris, she was born in Memphis, Tennessee, one of the great musical centers of the United States of America, and so was this great artist, saxophonist, composer, award winner, NEA Jazz Master, Charles Lloyd. On his latest release, I Long to See You, he's joined by his longtime friends and associates, Reuben Rogers and Eric Harland, and in this case, also a new friend and associate guitarist, Bill Frizzell. Let's enjoy one of the songs from this new release. Of Course is the name of it. It's Charles Lloyd from his latest I Long to See You, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America. another of the greats of Memphis jazz history. The great saxophonist George Coleman with his fellow Memphis native Harold Mayburn on piano and a song called El Barrio, recorded live in New York City from the album Manhattan Panorama. George Coleman. And as I mentioned earlier, Dee Dee Bridgewater, born in Memphis but a citizen of the world, performed live at the Montreux Jazz Festival a time or two over her glorious career. We'll hear from the album At Montreux as she does the classic song Senor Blues, Horace Silver's wonderful composition. We'll hear Dee Dee Bridgewater live after we go live to the Jazz Connect Conference in New York City in the month of January and hear more of her comments from her keynote address here on VOA's Jazz America.
My career has not been some overnight affair. When I was a little girl, I did have a dream, and that dream was to grow up and to be an internationally acknowledged jazz singer, well respected by musicians, and that I would live in Paris, France. And I have realized that dream, but it was not without a lot of missteps along the way, because when we set a goal for ourselves and we start out, a lot of time we are rerouted, there are detours, there are back steps. And the thing that we have to always hold close to ourselves is that dream, that goal that we are trying to achieve. Because if we keep our focus on that goal, somehow we will arrive there.
Et maintenant, let's welcome Dee Dee Bridgewater. Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Senor Blues is what they call him. I'm way down there, sick alleyway. Senoritas falling for him with the hope that he would stay. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues don't gone away. Hey! Well, he's tall and good looking, and he really knows just what to say. Said he's tall and good looking, and he really knows just what to say. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues don't run away.
Thank you.
From her album Live at Montreux, that is Dee Dee Bridgewater with Senior Blues, the classic song written by Horace Silver. And here's the music from the master himself, Horace Silver, who employed so many great young musicians in his bands over the years, from the 1997 release Prescription for the Blues, featuring Michael and Randy Brecker, Ron Carter and Lewis Hayes. Here's Free at Last on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you. Horace Silver with the Brecker Brothers, Randy and Michael, and Ron Carter and others here on VOA's Jazz America. Hope you enjoyed that classic from the late, great Horace Silver. We're going way back into the 20th century with music from 1937 and 1964 coming right up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from an American Jazz America listener. His name is Samuel Davis. No relation to me, though I suppose we're all from the same original person, we human beings, aren't we? And he wrote me with a link that gave me some thoughts about Django Reinhardt on Django Reinhardt Day. And here is the information that Sam Davis sent to me. Guitarist Jean Django Reinhardt was born in Belgium, January the 23rd in 1910. His parents gave him a banjo when he was 12. By the age of 13, he was able to make a living playing music. At age 18, he was in a fire that left his right leg and two fingers of his left hand paralyzed. He learned how to play guitar in a new way, playing solos with only two fingers. In 1934, he began playing with, of course, Stefan Grappelli and the Hot Club of France, one of the legendary groups in jazz history, and he also recorded with the likes of Louis Armstrong, Dizzy Gillespie, and many others. Well, thank you, Sam Davis, for listening to Jazz America here in the USA and also for giving me that information about Django Reinhardt. Always great to remember one of the greats. Just listen to how Django Reinhardt improvises on this classic W.C. Handy song, St. Louis Blues, from 1937. Django Reinhardt on Jazz America. Thank you.
brown kittens, white copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel, the velvet sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles. Walkies that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. The white winter that melts into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and
the brilliant singing of the great Betty Carter. Joining with her, the man from Memphis, Harold Mayburn on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Ron McCurdy on drums, an all-star trio. Joining with Ms. Betty Carter for the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic, My Favorite Things, recorded in 1964. Well, Betty Carter has played a very large part in the development of the career and the life of our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, Dee Dee Bridgewater. Let's return to the Jazz Connect Conference in New York City for more of Dee Dee Bridgewater's comments during her keynote address to the conference, and then we'll hear Dee Dee with an all-star cast of talented ladies from an album titled Walkin' and Swingin' from 2010, the Kennedy Center Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival, as Dee Dee scats on Cottontail, joined by Jerry Allen, Esperanza Spalding, Terry Lynn Carrington, and Grace Kelly. Get ready for that, but first, the comments of Dee Dee Bridgewater here on VOA's Jazz America.
I feel as a producer that what is important and what a lot of producers do not feel is to help an artist to realize their vision, to say musically what they feel inside of themselves, and that a role of the producer is to guide that artist. I am not interested in putting my stamp on any artist that I work with. I'm interested in helping that artist realize their dreams, because what we're doing in this jazz world is trying to realize our dreams. I have been trying to walk in the footsteps of all of the great ladies and men who have gone before me, the Ella Fitzgeralds, the Nina Simones, the Sarah Vaughns, the Betty Carters. Betty Carter is my hero. Yeah. Betty Carter is the woman who I tried most to be like. Betty Carter had her own label, distributed her own records, Bet Carr Productions. I went to Betty's house in Brooklyn. I would see her albums lined up in the hallway, and she would be answering the phone, and she would have somebody over there packaging up her albums to send them out. I said, I want to be like that. And then Betty Carter would lead her own band, and I said, oh, I want to be like that. Betty Carter would do things as a singer that no other singer ever did. She would be physical in her delivery of her music. She did more grimaces and body twists and turns when she was singing than any singer that I've ever seen. You all know I'm like that. But a little bang on top, but a little bop, do not forget, let's do, 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 let
Duke Ellington's classic Cottontail, with Dee Dee Bridgewater using her voice as just another instrument with that classic scat singing style, joined by Grace Kelly on saxophone, Jerry Allen on piano, Esperanza Spalding on the bass, and Terry Lynn Carrington on the drums. You heard Dee Dee Bridgewater mention that she produces other artists for her DDB record label. One of those artists she discovered when he was the trumpet player in her band at a performance in Shanghai, China. She wanted to produce him because she was so impressed with his style. His name, Theo Kroeker. She produced his debut effort, Afrophysicist, and his new release, DVRK Funk. And from that, let's enjoy a song entitled A Shade of Jade on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Jazz America, we pride ourselves in giving you the best of jazz, past and present. And we certainly represented the present with what you just heard. That was trumpeter Dave Douglas from his album Freak In and the song Hot Club of 13th Street, blending electronics and acoustic jazz. This is Russ Davis, and Dave Douglas attended the Jazz Connect Conference. We'll be hearing from him in the future here on Jazz America. But four artists will precede him on next week's show. They all have brand new releases. You'll hear from Randy Brecker, pianist Lisa Hilton, Christian McBride, and Martin Hornsbeth of Norway's Jaga Jazzes. That's coming up as we revisit the Jazz Connect Conference on Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?